AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. There is a government response in Canada to the truck blockades along the border with the U.S.
I'm using my authority as Premier of Ontario to declare a state of emergency in our province.
Ontario's Doug Ford says it is illegal to block critical infrastructure. The Ambassador Bridge linking Detroit and Windsor, Ontario, has been bottled up for days. Truckers are protesting Canada's coronavirus restrictions.
Your right to make a political statement does not outweigh the rights of a million people in Ottawa to live peacefully, free of harassment and chaos in their own homes.
Ford, General Motors, Toyota, and Honda have closed auto plants or canceled shifts because of part shortages resulting from the blockade. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Russia could invade Ukraine during the current Beijing Olympics, so Americans should leave the country immediately. British Defense Secretary Ben Wallace is in Moscow trying to ease tensions over Ukraine.
What is incredibly important, especially at this time, with over 100,000 troops at high readiness on the borders of another country, is that we do not get into a position of miscalculation or escalation.
Russia insists the highly strained relations are not their fault. The International Olympic Committee says there will be no repercussions for a Ukrainian skeleton athlete who flashed a small sign that read "No War in Ukraine" to the cameras as he finished a run at the Beijing Olympics. Five Phoenix police officers were shot and wounded after responding to a report of gunfire inside a home, including four who were shot while trying to take a baby to safety. The suspect was found dead in the home following a barricade situation. A woman at the home was critically injured. Stocks have been wobbling higher and lower on Wall Street as markets remain unsettled, a day after a wide sell-off brought on by a surprisingly high and troubling reading on inflation. This is AP News. Vaccinated travelers can now enter Britain without taking any coronavirus tests.
British residents and visitors who've had at least two doses of an approved coronavirus vaccine now only need to fill out a passenger locator form before travelling to the UK. Those who are unvaccinated still have to take tests both before and after arriving, but no longer need to self-isolate until they get a negative result. Airlines and other travel firms have hailed the change as a lifeline after 2 years of severely constricted travel. The government says the UK now has one of the most free-flowing borders in the world, a clear message that we're open for business. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Koalas have been declared officially endangered in eastern Australia. They are falling prey to disease, lost habitat, and other threats. Many koalas in Australia suffer from chlamydia. There are warnings they might become extinct before 2050 without urgent intervention. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.